KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 9 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. We do have one school announcement to pass along to you this morning. There will be no school today with the Coon Rapids Bayard Community School District, and that is due to a water main break in the city of Coon Rapids. Again, no school today at Coon Rapids Bayard, but classes will resume tomorrow. Nearly 2 weeks after a window and doors at a business in downtown Atlantic were damaged by vandalism, another nearby business was hit. Lieutenant Dave Erickson is with the Atlantic Police Department.
Friday night or Saturday morning, unknown persons threw three rocks through two windows in the door at Designer Portraits by Ann, right next to Aunt B's.
The Designer Portraits by Ann studio is located just north of Aunt B's, which was vandalized during the late night hours of December 29th by someone who threw a piece of black asphalt measuring 5 by 7 inches through the front 8 by 8 foot plate glass window. The front glass door of that business was also smashed. Damage from the incident amounted to $1,500. A witness had reported hearing glass breaking and saw a short male subject wearing a black coat, pants, and stocking cap run north on the 400 block of Chestnut and turn east on 4th Street during that December event. Now, the damage at Design Portraits was estimated at $2,200. No entry was gained to the business and nothing was reported missing. Erickson said there's no known motive for either incident other than someone probably just messing around looking for something to do. Anyone with information about either incident is asked to call the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. Police in Red Oak are asking for your help in solving a recent break-in and burglary. Officials say a resident called police Sunday to report that sometime within the past couple of weeks, a person or persons unknown entered a residence 211 East Park Avenue in Red Oak through a window which had been damaged in the process. The victim also reported damage to the west entrance door window. The preliminary damage estimate was around $300. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Police in Lenox arrested a local official on assault charges early Saturday morning. According to authorities, Lenox City Councilman 34-year-old Floyd Paul Donahue was taken into custody a little after midnight after police responded to a reported domestic disturbance at a residence in the 400 block of West Ohio Street. Following an investigation, Donahue was taken into custody on a felony domestic abuse assault by strangulation charge and a serious misdemeanor charge of assault on a peace officer. He was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $5,000 cash-only bond. A pair of cases involving a trainer, teacher, and coach have been consolidated. The Daily Nonpareil reports court records show 45-year-old Michael Travis faces 4 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Fourth District Court Judge Mark Evelov granted a motion to consolidate the cases. Travis was charged last May with 2 counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee for alleged inappropriate touching of 2 softball players during separate incidents in 2002 and 2006. The women are now ages 21 and 27. 2 more alleged victims later came forward with accusations against the trainer man. Travis has pleaded not guilty to the initial charges and is scheduled to stand trial on January 27th. Sexual exploitation by a school employee is a Class D felony and carries a maximum prison sentence of 10 years on each charge. Travis has been on administrative leave from the district since April. An icy road contributed to an accident Friday morning about 5 miles west of Audubon. The sheriff's office said Sunday that a vehicle driven by 47-year-old Marcia Christensen of Audubon was traveling north on Dove Avenue at around 9 a.m. Friday when she attempted to turn east at the intersection with 200th Street. Christensen's car slid off the road and landed in a ditch on the north side of 200th, coming to rest against the embankment. Christensen was transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Rescue. The sheriff's office reports also 2 men were arrested Saturday on separate charges. 40-year-old David James Elliott of Guthrie Center was arrested around 5 p.m. Saturday by authorities in Guthrie County on an outstanding Audubon County warrant for revocation of probation. Elliott was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held on $2,500 bond. He's scheduled to appear in court this afternoon. And at around 11 p.m. Saturday, a trooper with the State Patrol arrested 46-year-old Jeffrey Robert Albert of Kimbleton on a charge of OWI first offense. Their charge was the result of a traffic stop on Highway 173 south of Kimbleton. Albert was also brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office assisted in conducting the arrest. In the funeral announcements, Merle Leroy Bassett, age 85, of Casey, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Merle Bassett will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Elaine Doffenbaugh, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Elaine Doffenbaugh will be today at 10:30 at United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Betty Woodside, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Betty Woodside will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene Musfelt, age 96, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Arlene Musfelt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Fueling, age 66, of Farmington, Minnesota, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Fueling will be held at noon on Tuesday at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The White Funeral Home in Farmington, Minnesota, has arrangements. Robin J. Moore, age 46, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Robin Moore will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Michael Dean Stinn, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Michael Stinn will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Werner Gall, age 88, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Werner Gall will be next Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Matthew Moraine, age 75, of Bayard, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Services for Matthew Moraine are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. And Marilyn Schnack, age 74, of Harlan, died Thursday in Arizona. Services for Marilyn Schnack are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.